How did you end up there? You grew up in Wilson, North Carolina?
Wilson.
Okay, so how did you pick Catawba out of all the schools?
Well, it really wasn't many schools that recruited me. It was Catawba and a couple black schools, HBCUs. And that wasn't my goal to go to HBCU coming out of high school. And my mom, she took the visit with me to Catawba, and it was a small school. It was a kind of good opportunity to be recognized as, you know, small classroom and small school, not a real big student base, and it was a good opportunity for me to try to stand out as far as where I wanted to end up be, which is here. And everything ended up, you know, going the right way for me.
Did you always know that you wanted to play football? Catawba is really known for its theater and its music. So did you have like a plan B if the football thing didn't work out, or was it just like this was the best opportunity for you football-wise?
No, my mom, she's disabled. So on the back end, I wanted to get my degree in therapeutic recreation, and I wanted to take care of her since she was disabled. And that was my plan B.
Wow. So your mom, did this happen later in your childhood or what's her story as far as being disabled?
Well, now my mom, she's been passed away for about 2 years. So she was disabled. She had a lung disease, and she had an enlarged heart, and she had that since I was like in the ninth grade. And it just got worse over the years, and my senior year going into college, she had passed away, so I had to play my senior year without her, and it was pretty much dedicated to her. And before my senior year, I had made my mind up to what I wanted to do after football, because the reality that football doesn't last very long, so I wanted to, you know, take care of her. That was my biggest goal, to have a job and to be legally responsible for her.
Was she really supportive of your football?
She was. She made every game. I heard her. She sat at the 50-yard line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can still hear her now, even when I'm playing here.
What advice would she give you today? What would she say about your season you're having so far?
Well, she would definitely be proud. All my family would call her to keep in touch with me. And one thing I remember she would always say before the game, she would just say, no matter what happens, just do you. And that basically meant just stay focused. Don't worry about the outsiders. Don't worry about what's happening to you, even through the adversity. Just stay focused and just do me. And that was pretty much it. Just stay on my goals, stay focused, and play hard.
Jamal Roll on Texans Radio. So that was your mom's advice if she were around today. Do you ever go back to North Carolina? Do you have other family that lives there? Do you have any family in Houston? Or are you just sort of all by yourself over here?
I don't know any family out here. My grandparents say that I do have family, but I haven't met them yet.
You haven't had time.
I haven't. But as far as siblings, I do have two brothers back in North Carolina and a sister. My brother just came home from Afghanistan a few weeks ago, so he's back in town now. And my brother, he just has a job. He's doing very well. And my sister, she just had a baby about 3 months ago, so she's recovering from that. So everybody's doing pretty good.
Well, you got a big family back there. So how about Houston? What is your impression of these fans and the stadium and playing here?
Houston, the fans are really good. They've been good to us as far as when we're doing good. They always have our back, and even in the away games, I see them there too. So the fan base is pretty big. I like it so far, and they haven't did anything to make me think different.
You're like, they've been really good so far. So in your short career here, are you say that you've turned to some of your other DBs for guidance and advice, because you did have to come middle of the season and sort of learn everything on the fly? Who are the guys that you lean on? I mean, I'm basically asking you who's your favorite DB without saying it, and I'm putting you on the spot, but who are the guys that you're close to?
Right now is Jonathan Joseph. He's actually not too far from where I stay at. So during the bye week, we had a chance to sit down and talk about some football. And so right now, he's one of my favorite. He's been around the game for a long time, so he kind of...
It's a good choice.
Right. He gives me a lot of advice. He has not a lot of knowledge about the game. So he kind of gives me the ins and outs about the game week in and week out. And day in and day out, he try to keep me prepared for what's ahead of us.
Do you set goals for yourself for the rest of the season? Like the three interceptions, you know, is that something that you knew that you'd be good at doing, or has it kind of taken you by surprise that how well you have fit into this system so quickly?
Well, it's been a surprise, no doubt about it. But my main goal was trying to be on the active roster, to show my talent to the fans, to the world, to my family. I just wanted to represent as much as I could, my school and everybody who supports me. That was my biggest goal.
All right, good stuff, Jamal Roll. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jamal.
Thank you.